Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, what a beautiful song. The Porter's House by Vishon Michelle featuring Fantasia Barino this afternoon on Spectrum. My guest is Nonhlanhla Phulu in the studio, a mom, a wife, and she's a coach. Looking beautiful in your, is it maroon or red?
I think it's red.
It's not maroon.
I don't know.
But you're really looking beautiful.
Oh, thank you so
maroon,
much.
Maroon. I see maroon. Okay, red and black.
Yes.
You look stunning.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Mavusana. Mavusana is here to help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't worry, relax. Be at home.
Yes.
Yeah, you're actually not a guest here. You are part of the family.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we appreciate having you here this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, Sis Nonhlanhla, let's get into things. What does self-love mean, and how do you define self-love?
Self-love means loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And choosing yourself.
Okay.
And taking care of yourself.
Mm.
Self-love is not selfish.
Hmm.
But it's loving yourself.
Sure.
It's easy to love another person.
Yeah, like other people. You know, like I said earlier,
yes,
that so many times people are able to love others and forgive them when they do them wrong. But it's very hard for us, for people or myself to love myself regardless of my mistakes, or to be able to forgive myself for things that I have done.
It's very difficult, given the fact that we were not taught to love ourselves. It's very...
We're always preaching about loving other people.
Yes. Mm. And when you talk about, when we talk about loving yourself, in our African language,
yeah, true.
But we thought that doesn't mean, according to the interpretation of what that meant,
yeah,
it meant you must be clean as a girl.
Sure.
You must be proper. You must be neat.
Hair neat.
Yes.
Clothes ironed.
Yes.
But we don't necessarily talk about loving yourself as,
yes,
a person.
Yes.
Sure. In,
yes,
spite of it all.
Yes. You can be broken, but we tidy.
Mm.
You'll be clean and have everything in place, but on the inside you are broken.
Sure.
Loving yourself means you need to go into a broken place and fix it yourself.
That's what loving yourself means.
Yes, fixing yourself on the inside. We tidy from the inside more than from the outside.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. So what inspired the self-love coaching ministry? I call it a ministry because,
yes,
this is where you reach out to God's people.
Yes.
But what inspired this? Is it a testimony personally, something that you went through?
Yes.
What inspired self-love coaching?
Yes. All right. I think it will come as a shock to a whole lot of people.
Sure.
I've changed surnames 4 times.
Hmm.
All of them are documented by Home Affairs.
Sure.
From birth to, I think, 7 years old, I was Manhlonolo Gertrude Mokoena.
Sure.
That's my mother's surname.
Okay.
Then my mother got married, and then I became Manhlonolo Gertrude Kito.
Okay.
Then I became Kito from the age of 8 to the age of 14.
Okay.
And then from the age of 14 to, I think from the age of 14 to 17 or 18,
okay,
between there,
mm-hmm,
I became Manhlonolo Gertrude Mashiya.
Sure. Okay.
From the age of...
So where does Mashiach come from?
My father had, his stepfather's surname.
Okay.
That was Kito.
Okay. So your father changed to...
To Mashiach.
Oh, yeah.
So my mother held me by the hand in all these transitions.
Mm.
And then when I turned 21 to date, I became Nonhlanhla Phulu.
Sure.
So I suffered from a sense of belonging a lot.
Sure. I can imagine.
Yes. And there's some other people are calling, are shocked. When did you become Nonhlanhla Phulu Noli Manhlonolo? You see. And
so
then
why did you also change your name from Manhlonolo to Nonhlanhla?
When I did my matric in 1996, I only realized when I saw my...
In your, is it maroon or red? I think it's red.
Okay.
It's not maroon.
Okay, let's fix that. So what happened from changing names to Nonhlanhla? So you were saying when you were in matric in 96?
Yes, in matric, and then we were requested to bring our our birth certificate.
Yeah.
I didn't know that my name was Nonhlanhla. Then I found out when I was doing matric.
That you, so you actually Nonhlanhla.
Yes.
Wow. And, but Nonhlanhla and Lehlohonolo is
the same thing. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And when I got married, my mother-in-law named me Mashudu.
Sure.
And they are Kebatswana.
Okay.
And but I was named Mashudu. Yeah. You see, there's always these transitions that need to happen, you
yeah,
see.
Sure.
So, and then when I got married, and then I became Polo again.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, each and every surname
yeah.
had its own culture.
Sure.
The, you know, everything. It came with their culture,
yeah.
their way of doing things, you know. Khakile Hamkwena, I have a personality. Hakituzile ba Hamkwena, I become one of them. When I'm with the Kidos, I'm one of them. When I'm with the Mashias, I'm one of them. When I'm with the Polos, I'm one of them. So I need to be versatile and change myself to suit everybody's profile.
So that's where you got motivated from your journey of having to transition from one surname to the other until marriage. That sort of you had to learn loving yourself in spite of all these things that you went through.
I needed to find myself. Let's start there.
Yeah,
I needed to find myself.
All right.
And then when I turned 40, I think it was 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I went abroad. I think I went for the whole month.
Mm.
When I got to Virginia, this is where self-love really took place.
Sure.
I went into a deliverance stage where I was delivered from the past, from my childhood, from the rejection, from a sense of belonging, from not, you know, from trying harder to belong, from trying harder to be loved.
Mm.
So when I turned 40, that's when I sat down, I took stock.
Sure.
So I realized that in these four surnames, I had, you know, multiple personalities for each household.
Sure.
And then when I turned 40, I realized that I was living I'm my mother's a dream girl.
Yeah.
This is, I became what my mother wanted to be and to become and over.
Mm.
And I really lived according up to my mother's expectations.
Mm.
And then I had to transition again and get married at the age of 21. When other kids were partying, nane kidula kozola, kifiela mabala would sweep the floors and make, you know, when you are in the township, you wake up in the morning and you start sweeping and making all those patterns.
Mm.
So I was doing that when other kids were studying, doing their stuff in the university. That was what I was doing when I got married.
Sure.
And then soon after that, I think 4 years later, I had to undergo another pain of not having children. So I was barren for 4 years.
Sure.
On my fifth year, I had a child.
And
that on its own, I had to change again. So Nonhlanhla was lost in so many places because now I was a wife. From being a wife, I'm a mother. And being a mother, there's no manual. You are not given a book to say, this is what you say to your child. This is how you... And then I change again. I'm no longer Nonhlanhla. I'm Umama Gakarabo. I was now called Umama Gakarabo. I'm no longer Nonhlanhla. Right. And then I transitioned again. And you, as a Christian again, there's certain behaviors that are expected of you, you know, that are not even biblical, you know. You are not allowed to be vocal about things that you don't agree with. You need to, you know, you get indoctrinated somehow, you know, that when you are married as a Christian, you must have a child. There's something wrong with you if you don't have a child. And you will have this child. Naturally, I don't like small kids. I don't like kids. Kids that can't bathe themselves, that can't make food for themselves, I'm not good in that department, but I'm very good with teenagers, people that can clean after themselves. I'm very good with that. So I ended up having this child just to silence my critics and say, finally, I have a child, then here you are.
Sure, so, you're reminding me of the story of Hannah and Penina.
Yes.
That Penina was provoking Hannah for not having a child.
Yes.
It's the exact thing that you're saying, that you had a child just to silence
my
critics.
A friend of mine bought me a book by The Prayer of Jabez. You remember that book? When the book was very popular.
Sure.
She bought me that book. I think I read the book for 2 weeks. I prayed that prayer that says, "Oh Lord, you may bless me, oh God, and put your hand upon me that I may not cause pain." You see? So then after 2 weeks, I conceived. Then I had a baby.
Sure, God is good.
And then I stood in front of the whole church. I think I was 4 months pregnant.
Testifying.
Yes, testifying and saying, guys, you wanted the baby. I'm pregnant.
Sure.
So, you see, that it's a whole lot of painful things that happen to you. You lose yourself in the church as well. Mm. And then the child was born. Her name became Karabo Phulu. Mm. She was an answer to my prayer to say, Lord, I don't want a child, but for the sake of all this, let's just have this child.
Mm.
You see. And then I had a baby then, and I transitioned again.
Sure.
And then I became an employee.
Mm.
And then there's 7 years of my life that is unaccounted for.
Sure.
So for 7 years, I was unemployed. I didn't know what was happening. Mm. I had esteem issues. Mm. I would go to a mall and see people that I went to school with. I would be so embarrassed for them to see me because they will ask me, what are you doing currently?
Sure. And you know that you are not doing anything.
For 7 years, I'm not doing anything for 7 years.
Mm.
So there was this perception that she got married very young. Look at her now, she's wasted.
Sure.
You see, so I suffered shame and rejection as well, that you know what, if you are unemployed, you are a nobody.
Mm.
You can't converse, you can't converse. You can't converse because you are not working.
Sure.
You see, then after 7 years, and then I got a job. Mm. I fasted. I went for a deliverance session. My mama Mfundisi, she prayed for me.
Mm.
She prayed that whatever rejection that I was going through in my life, people will just love me for me. After that deliverance session, I think it was in 2005. A week after the deliverance, I got a job.
Hmm.
I was employed.
God always just comes through.
Yes.
God comes through.
After that 7 years, that's when I got my first job.
Hmm.
And I went to my critics again.
Hmm.
That I'm working. Let's go out. Let's have coffee. Mm-hmm. Let's converse about things about tubasebetsang and challenges of the workplace.
Sure.
So I've transitioned and I've gone through rejection. I've gone through, you know, so a whole lot of things that a whole lot of people go through.
Sure.
But my most interesting story that I will always be grateful for is that in all these transitions that I had to go through, my mother had to hold me by my hand.
Mm.
You know, you can just imagine going to Home Affairs 4 times in your life. I don't know how many people are like me.
Sure.
But I had to do that.
I've went to Home Affairs twice in my life. The first time I had an ID when I was in matric.
Yes.
And the second time was when I changed surnames to Mugo, to my husband's surname. Those are the only times.
Oh, wow.
So it's crazy that you've been there 4 times.
Yes, sure. I've been there 4 times.
Sis Nonhlanhla, family, I'm with Nonhlanhla Phulu in studio. As me and her are talking, if you can relate to her story and you have a testimony you want to share with us, or if you want to encourage her or have a question, do send us a WhatsApp message on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line 0826572729, or drop us a voice note. Ne? Send a message, send a voice note. Mrs. Nonhlanhla, you know, she's very encouraging this afternoon, speaking about self-love, you know, how important is it to love yourself? And she's sharing about her experience and her testimony of having to transition from one surname to the other, you know, from being barren, you know, to God blessing her with a child, from being unemployed for 7 years to God blessing her with a job. So you're welcome to comment. You're welcome to testify, share with us your story. Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line 0826572729, and comment as me and her are chatting. So since Nonhlanhla, this afternoon there's probably someone listening. They want to give up. They can't love or forgive themselves from their past mistakes or even what they've done currently. What sort of encouragement would you give to that person listening right now?
Number one, for the fact that you are human. Being human means that
you are not
exempted from making mistakes.
I hear you.
And forgiving yourself is somebody's asking themselves, how do you do that?
Yeah, how do I forgive myself?
Yes, you go into the mirror and you look at that person in the eye.
Mm. Looking at myself.
Yes, yeah. that your reflection in the mirror.
Mm.
And you say, Mpomuko. You are not supposed to handle that problem that way.
Hmm.
Mpomko, tomorrow is a brand new day.
Amen.
if you have a chance to go and apologize, Mpo, I'm going to apologize.
Mm.
I'm also going to apologize to you, Mpo Mugo, for allowing yourself to be hurt in such a manner that you are captured in a place that you don't belong to.
Sure.
They did you wrong.
Mm.
And you continue to play the tape of the wrong that was done to you.
Sure.
I normally say in all my talks or wherever I get invited, I say, let's use this. It's a very sensitive issue that I must just say, like a rape issue.
Mm.
You've been raped once.
Sure.
But the tape, you've been playing the tape over and over again. But look, one day, just take stock.
Mm.
Look in the mirror.
Mm.
And say, yes, the rape happened. I did not allow it. It took advantage of me. I am going to take control over it. I'm going to take power over it by loving myself, by paying for therapy. If you are working, go pay for a therapy. Attend the matter.
Sure.
Make sure that you address the matter. If you need to be prayed for, look for a person who would pray for you. Make sure that you take yourself by the hand and get help for yourself and say, I matter and I must do something about this journey.
Sure.
There's this one person who always moves me. It's Joyce Meyer. According to what she normally says, she's been raped more than 100 times.
Sure.
But whenever she speaks about her story and her ordeal, you can't see the pain in her face. You know why? She collected herself in all the broken places, all the broken pieces of her life. She put them together. God mended her. The Holy Spirit mended her. And then she addressed the issue. After addressing the issue, she became a magnet of greatness. And whatever that you are going through, it's not for nothing.
Sure.
I wouldn't have changed so many surnames for nothing. I had to change them so that people who don't belong anywhere, they will always refer back to me that, but she created a belonging for herself. And my belonging is self-love. I love myself.
Mm.
I always say, I don't know anybody who's got pictures of themselves like I have.
Mm.
I take pictures of myself. I post myself all the time.
Sure.
I've been married for 22 years. I could have had maybe 10 or 100 pictures of my family. I don't have pictures of my husband and my children and my phone. I do have few of them, but I'm the 90%. Holder of that phone. I own 90% of the pictures. Because why? Once in my lifetime, there was a time where I didn't matter, where I was an afterthought. I'm no longer an afterthought. I'm the first thought.
Sure.
So you must prioritize yourself in such a way that when you look back from where you've been broken, you look forward in your mirror and you look in your you look yourself in the eye, you look at the reflection, and then you say, wow, I love you.
Sure.
Mpo Mugo.
Wow. Sure. Someone on the WhatsApp line says, Nontla Ntla Phulu, Ngwana Morena, kere pili ya pili. You know my heart. Ki Mpielo.
Yes.
Do you know her or him? It's a her.
It's a her.
Oh, so
she's my colleague from work.
So
yes.
When she says pili ya pili,
it's me. Forward we go.
Pili ya pili.
Yes.
You know my heart.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. What's her name again? Mpielo.
It's Mpielo, yes.
Oh, Mpielo.
Mpielo Ndabula, yes.
Oh, Madam Ndabula, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
And Umtziki says, enjoying the interview, Mpo. Thank you so much, Ntziki. We really appreciate it. And Tebogo says, evening. Sorry to bring this up because I suppose this was meant for prayer request. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But Tebogo, anyway, since Nontlantla will pray for us before leaving the studio later on.
Yes.
But since Nontlantla, let's not divulge much. I have news at 5.
Yes.
And when we come back from the news at 5, we'll wrap up the interview where you will... just give the listeners encouragement and also tell them how they can get in touch with you for coaching, and also you will lead us in prayer.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
family. I still have Sis Nontlantla in the studio, so don't go anywhere. Send us a message, send us a voice note, 0826572729. As a matter of fact, I see a voice note. Can we play it? Okay, let's listen.
Hi family, hi Susan Paul there in studio, awesome show. Loving the playlist as always and your encouraging words. A big shout out to Sis Nontlantla there. My name is Ntziki, all the way from Pretoria listening in. I am so encouraged and blessed. Sis Nontlantla is such an amazing woman of God. It has been an honor and a privilege to meet her. She has risen truly like a a mountain rising caused by an earthquake. Her challenges have caused her to be the giant that she is today. Sending so much love to her. What a powerful testimony. Thank you, Ma. We love you. We are supporting you. Loads of love.
Aww, thank you so much. This is beautiful. Do you know Ntiki as well?
Yes, I know.
So all your fans are sending messages and sending voice notes. It's beautiful. It means you're a people's person.
Yes, I am.
So people love you. They can't help it.
Yes, they do. They do.
Thank you so much, Ntiki, for listening. Thank you so much for PLO for listening. Thank you, Tabuho, for listening. And thank you for everyone who can't send their message or call in for listening. But do send your message, your comment, your question, 0826572729. And I still have Sis Nonhlanhla. We'll wrap up the interview just after the 5 o'clock news.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Oh yes, indeed. He is the great shepherd, Dr. Tumi, anointed man of God.
Amen.
Sis Nonhlanhla, are you still having fun?
Excited.
Ne?
Extremely excited.
You love everything about Radio Pulpit.
Thank you for having me. Kirata limelight. Yo, kirata celebrity.
So you are here. God is giving you the limelight for free, my friend.
For free. I nearly slept next to the radio station.
Yeah. The way you are so excited.
Yes.
That's why you came in early.
Yes, that's why.
Okay. So I see on the WhatsApp lines, Sis Busi says, wow, we need such messages. I learn every time when I'm with her. Busi Mashiach.
That's my sister.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, and then another message says, okay, it's so many messages. People are loving you, you know, this afternoon. So I'm trying to keep up. Another one says, hi, Sis Mpo and Sis Nonhlanhla, a great show. I just can't get enough of this lady. We have seen God moving her from glory to glory. She has such big faith. It's unbelievable. She continues bringing hope and doing what she's called for. I'm truly inspired by her journey. If she was able to rise, we can surely make it too. We love and appreciate you, Sis. From Vuyokazi Nale in Vanderbijl Park.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's my cousin's sister-in-law, yes.
Yeah, girl, you are famous. You are known everywhere. Sure. Another one, Jay, says, great show and music. Feel so unreal listening to my big sister on radio, a.k.a. my deputy mother. I am because she is Mantombi, last born.
Yes, that's my baby sister.
Hey, girl, your entire family is listening. What's happening? Okay, let's listen to a voice note coming from Ntate Mkwena.
Forgiving yourself and apologize.
Okay, sorry. Let me start the message again. The voice note again.
Yes.
Do send your message, your comment, your question.
Thank you very much. Awesome, Paul. Murutim, Paul. Mamuko, thank you for your guest. I love the way she teaches us how to forgive ourselves, and you go to the mirror and then speak to yourself, forgiving yourself and apologizing to yourself. Wow, the first time I hear that, apologizing to yourself. Now, thank you. Bishop Hosea Richard Mkwena speaking. Thank you very much, Mpo. God bless you.
Ntate Mkwena, Ria Leboha. You need to apologize to yourself, man of God. Go to the mirror and say, Mkwena, I forgive you.
Yes.
Mkwena, I forgive you for all the wrongs I have. I have done to you. I have done to you. So,
yes.
Archbish, go and apologize. Let's listen to another message, I think, coming from Busi.
Hello, Mom Kula, I'm so proud of you.
Oh.
I'm so proud of you. Nice listening to you on radio.
Aww.
This is Lwazi Nhlapu.
Oh, wow. Lwazi, that is so sweet.
Wow.
Mom Kulu.
Oh,
people are listening.
Yes, they do.
Hey, I nearly missed the show. Hey, Leboha Mudimu ka Leboha Mudimu ha holo.
Oh, I think I recognize
the name
voice.
Says on the WhatsApp, it says Eunice.
Yes, Kimama Eunice. She's my colleague.
Oh,
yes.
Beautiful.
All Prasa family. It's all Prasa family.
Hey, yeah, no, you are famous.
Hi, I love this show. Love you, Mama Kono.
Oh, wow, that's Ria.
Mama Kholo, you have recruited listeners for me. Even Ria says she loves the show.
Yeah.
Wow, this is
that's
beautiful.
My favorite.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, you're touching lives, eh?
Amen.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I'm
you
really
are doing
touched.
Well as a coach. So let's continue. Why is it easy, though, for people to forgive others and hard to forgive themselves?
You feel like... you don't have control over what they've done to you.
Sure.
But you have control over what you allow to happen to you.
Mm.
So you feel I'll refer to Ntate Moruti Mokoena, what he's just said.
Sure.
You can preach a very
powerful message.
No.
Sermon.
Okay, you feel like this message was not right.
Okay.
There's somebody maybe or during the week,
okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just used the pulpit to address that person.
I get you. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after hours, the devil puts him in a naughty corner to say, you see how evil you are.
Mm.
He wouldn't forgive himself because he knew it was wrong, but he let it happen.
Sure.
That's why it's difficult for us to forgive ourselves. It's because we are in control of our emotions.
Mm.
We are in control of our emotions.
Yeah.
We are in control of our decisions. We are in control of our actions.
Mm.
So it becomes difficult. But forgiving other people, you just put yourself in their shoes to say, hey, maybe she's not well informed. Maybe she it didn't come from a bad place.
Mm.
Maybe they are not raised properly.
Mm.
Maybe if they came from a different background, they would have addressed me differently.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they are surrounded with bitterness and pain. Maybe whatever that they do, it's not them. It's the place of pain where
sure.
they're coming from.
Mm.
But having to forgive yourself for what you did becomes very difficult because
sure.
you are in control of your actions.
And what has loving yourself as Nontlantla done for you? What have you seen happen ever since you took that step of accepting yourself in spite of changing surnames, being at Home Affairs 4 times, when you eventually did an introspection and loved yourself and accepted yourself for who you are and launched your ministry, what has it done for you personally?
Sure. I think loving myself changed my life in so many levels.
Hmm.
When you love yourself, your cup runneth over.
Amen. True.
People are drinking
hey.
From your source.
Yeah, sure.
That's what
loving yourself does.
Yes.
Sure.
So I remember when Oprah Winfrey had a discussion with her friend Yanla.
Mm.
They were talking about your cup running over.
Sure.
So you become a magnet of love.
Mm.
Ever since I loved myself, like I'm a magnet. People love me.
Mm.
People on the street, you know, homeless people, they just love me.
Sure.
Cashiers love me. I mean, security guards love me.
Mm.
Policemen loves me. We share an office with the SEPs.
Okay.
When I come in, I always give them my car keys because I park the way I like. I don't park K53.
Yeah.
So they will always park my car properly.
Proper,
yes.
Yeah.
I think I've had a license for 12 years, but I can't
but
get it right.
Park.
I can't get it right. So they always have to drive my car.
Mm, wow.
It must face the road for me. Like, I'm surrounded with love ever
sure.
since loving myself. It's an aura that I carry around me.
This is beautiful.
And it's very contagious, very contagious, I must say.
Sure, Sis Nontlantla. And I also love you too, by the way.
Yes.
How can the Radio Pulpit listeners get hold of you and keep in touch with you if they need to book you as a coach to their events or just speak to you one-on-one? How do we keep in touch with you? Are you visible on social media? Do you have a ministry coaching number we can get you on?
Yes, I'm available on my universal number.
Okay.
Yes, it's not a business number. It's 082.
Okay. Hold on for me. It's 082.
Yes. 6738.
6738.
982.
982.
Yes.
So people can WhatsApp you and call you on this number.
Yes.
082-6738-982.
Yes.
And visible on social media. Can we get you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Yes. I'm not active on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm very active on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm also active on Instagram.
All right.
And very active on WhatsApp. Mm. And I do my consultations after hours.
Okay.
They can do, if it's a virtual consultation, it would be around 5 to 6 and from 6 to 7.
So, I knock but off they at can 7. Always call and book so that you can arrange the perfect time.
Yes.
Okay, family. So if you need to keep in touch with Nonhla Nhlapholo, you are welcome to check her out on Facebook and Instagram, Nonhla Nhlapholo. And also you can WhatsApp her on and call her. And also, let us respect time. You know, you can't call her in the evening at 10, right?
Yes.
But I know the listeners, my listeners, no, the Radio Pulpit family people are not like that.
Yes.
Yeah, they know which times are best to call and to WhatsApp. They don't call you at night.
Mm-mm. Yes.
They don't do that. They respect people. So do WhatsApp her, contact her, 082-6738-982. I'll repeat the numbers again, 082-6738-982. If you need to be reminded of self-love, loving yourself, you know what? Hold that mirror. Let Sis Nonhla Nhla preach to you, holding the mirror that say that, forgive yourself, love yourself. 082-6738-982. Her name is Nonhla Nhlapholo. She's also on Facebook and Instagram. Right now, Sis Nonhla Nhla, I would like to give you an opportunity to minister to us in prayer. A lot of people are burdened. A lot of people are hurt, you know, gone through pain. The pandemic has done a lot to us. People are emotional. That's why they struggle to forgive themselves. I would like you to pray for us this afternoon.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring every broken heart, every broken soul, every broken family, every hurting situation, I bring it before the throne room of grace. Father, those who have lost their jobs, I pray. Father, you are the God of silver and gold. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will send help, destiny helpers that will identify them. Heavenly Father, I bring children, teenagers, oh God, that are going through depression, oh God, that are contemplating suicide, oh God, that are being bullied, oh God. I bring them before the throne room of grace. Father, I pray that every voice that comes from the pit of hell will be silenced, oh God. Heavenly Father, I just want to destroy every evil pulpit that has been erected, my God, in their minds, oh God. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray for peace. I pray for joy. I pray for joy unspeakable. Father, your word says those who put their trust upon you, they shall be like Mount Zion that will never be shaken, oh God. Heavenly Father, you said you came for the outcast, oh God. Father, when 99 sheep were found, you went out and looked for one. Father, today I bring every sheep that has been lost. You are a good shepherd, oh God. I pray that, Lord, you shepherd them to the green pastures, oh God. During this pandemic, oh God. Father, you said, look at the birds of the air. They don't work. Father, when it's winter time, they hibernate, oh God. Father, you, when you created man, you consulted and said, let us make man according to our image and our likeness. And Heavenly Father, I pray that Jesus, you are faithful. Father, I pray that you give them dominion over every situation. You give them power over every situation, oh God. Father, you give them authority over each situation, oh God. Father, I pray that you ignite in them the spirit of self-love, oh God. Father, I awaken, my God, that sleeping giant in them, that the spirit of love will reign in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, I bring each and every family, Father, their financial situation, oh God. Father, you said you are Jehovah Jireh. Father, you own the cattle on a thousand hills, oh God. For those who are sick, oh God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that heals, oh God. Father, those who want to get married, oh God, Father, you said it's not good for a man to be alone. You will make them a suitable partner. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray that every promise written in your word, let it come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I bring him poor before the throne room of grace. Father, I pray that you bless her until, Lord, she becomes a definition of blessings. Father, I pray you bless her according to her heart's desire. Bless her according to the way she wants to be blessed. I bring her family, that Heavenly Father, whenever she prays, let her there be a blessing awaiting for her. Father, I bring Vosi before the throne room of grace. Heavenly Father, I pray that his destiny helpers, Father, will come and find him in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you. thank you. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sis Nonhlanhla. That was beautiful. Woman of God. I loved every bit of it. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Do contact her. WhatsApp her. 0826738982. Her name is Nonhlanhla Phulu. Thank you so much for everybody who listened. Thank you so much for your messages. May God bless you abundantly. So, saying goodbye to Sis Nonhlanhla, here is King D Music featuring CJ with Praising. Bye bye, my sister. We love you.
Oh, thank you for
it
having me.
It was beautiful, ne?
Oh, ngarengadula mo.
No, you'll come back again.
Okay.
I'll ask Vusi to invite you on his show. He has a show as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh wow, I think I have to move over to Pretoria.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much, Vusi. God bless you.
Bless
thank you,
you
so much, Mpo. I really love you and appreciate you.
Love you too.
Thank you. Thank you, Radio Pulpit family, and bye.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.